Welcome to GCSE Biology Revision with me, your tutor for today. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most fascinating topics in the entire specification, cell growth and development. This is topic 1.2, and I promise you by the end of this episode, you'll not only understand it deeply, but you'll know exactly how to write answers that earn you every single mark in the exam. So let's get started. Think about this for a moment. You started life as a single cell, just one tiny cell, smaller than a full stop on this page. And yet here you are, made of around 37 trillion cells, each one doing a specific job. How did that happen? How did one cell become a liver cell, a brain cell, a muscle cell? That's exactly what this topic is all about. Cell growth and development covers three big ideas: mitosis, meiosis, and cell differentiation, including the incredible role of stem cells. Master these, and you'll be picking up marks across multiple exam questions. Let's start with mitosis. Mitosis is a type of cell division. Its purpose is growth, repair, and the replacement of worn-out cells. When your skin heals after a cut, that's mitosis at work. When you grew from a baby to where you are now, that was mitosis. The key thing to remember, and this is worth a mark on its own, is that mitosis produces two daughter cells that are genetically identical to each other and to the parent cell. They have the same number of chromosomes as the parent, so if the parent cell had 46 chromosomes, each daughter cell also has 46 chromosomes. Examiners love to test whether you can state this clearly. Don't just say the cells are the same, say they are genetically identical and have the same chromosome number. Mitosis happens as part of the cell cycle. The cell grows, copies its DNA, then divides. The stages of mitosis itself are prophase, metaphase, anaphase, and telophase. You might have heard the mnemonic PMAT to remember those, but at GCSE, what matters most is the outcome: two identical cells. Next up, meiosis. And here's where so many candidates lose marks by confusing it with mitosis. Let me be very clear. Meiosis is a completely different type of cell division with a completely different purpose. Meiosis is used to produce gametes, that's sperm cells and egg cells in animals, and pollen and egg cells in plants. Meiosis happens in the reproductive organs, the testes and ovaries in humans. Here's what makes meiosis special. It involves two rounds of division, and it produces four daughter cells, not two. And crucially, those four cells are all genetically different from each other. This is because chromosomes are reshuffled during meiosis in a process called crossing over and independent assortment. The result is genetic variation. Each gamete is unique. This is enormously important for evolution and for why siblings aren't identical. There's another critical difference. The daughter cells produced by meiosis are haploid. They have half the chromosome number of the parent cell. In humans, that means 23 chromosomes instead of 46. This is essential because when a sperm cell fertilizes an egg cell, the two haploid cells fuse to form a diploid zygote with the full 46 chromosomes. If meiosis didn't have the chromosome number, fertilization would double it every generation. So meiosis is the mechanism that maintains the correct chromosome number across generations. Let's now talk about cell differentiation. When cells divide by mitosis in a developing embryo, the new cells don't all stay the same. They differentiate, they become specialized for particular functions. A red blood cell loses its nucleus and becomes packed with hemoglobin to carry oxygen. A neuron develops long extensions to transmit electrical signals. A root hair cell grows a long projection to absorb water from the soil. Each cell type has a specific structure that suits its function perfectly. Why does differentiation matter for the exam? Because examiners often ask you to explain how a cell's structure relates to its function. That's a classic explain question worth 3 or 4 marks. Always link structure to function. For example, the red blood cell has no nucleus, which leaves more space for hemoglobin, which increases the amount of oxygen it can carry. Now, stem cells. Stem cells are undifferentiated cells, cells that haven't yet specialized. They retain the ability to divide and differentiate into a range of cell types. There are two main types in animals. Embryonic stem cells are found in early embryos. They are pluripotent, meaning they can differentiate into virtually any cell type in the body. This makes them incredibly valuable for medical research and potential treatments. Imagine being able to grow new heart muscle cells for someone with heart disease, or new neurons for someone with Parkinson's. That's the promise of embryonic stem cell therapy. Adult stem cells are found in specific tissues in the body, for example, in bone marrow. They are more limited, they can only differentiate into certain cell types. Bone marrow stem cells can produce different types of blood cells. Adult stem cells are already used in medicine. Bone marrow transplants are a well-established treatment for some blood disorders and leukemia. In plants, the equivalent of stem cells are found in regions called meristems. Meristems are located at the tips of roots and shoots. The cells in meristems are undifferentiated and can divide and differentiate to produce all the different cell types a plant needs. Unlike animals, plants retain active meristems throughout their lives, which is why you can take a cutting from a plant and grow a whole new plant from it. Finally, let's talk about cancer. Cancer is what happens when the normal controls on cell division break down. Changes in cells, which can be caused by mutations in DNA, lead to uncontrolled cell division. The cells keep dividing, and dividing without stopping, forming a mass of cells called a tumor. The key word here is uncontrolled. Examiners will not award full marks if you just say, cancer is when cells grow too much. You must say it is uncontrolled cell division or uncontrolled growth and division. Right, let's talk exam technique. This topic is a goldmine for marks if you know the common traps. Trap number one, confusing mitosis and meiosis. This is the single most common error in this topic. Make yourself a comparison table. Mitosis, two cells genetically identical, diploid, used for growth and repair. Meiosis, four cells genetically different, haploid, used for gamete production. Learn that table cold. Trap number two, describing cancer as just cell growth without the word uncontrolled. Examiners are very specific here. The word uncontrolled is almost always a required marking point. Don't leave it out. Trap number three, forgetting that meiosis produces genetically different cells. Students often remember that meiosis produces four cells and halves the chromosome number, but forget to mention genetic variation. That's often worth a separate mark. Trap number four, describing stem cells as any cell that can divide. That's wrong. All cells can divide. Stem cells are specifically undifferentiated cells that can differentiate into specialized cell types. Use the word undifferentiated. For command words, if the question says state, give a brief, factual answer. One sentence is usually enough. If it says explain, you must give a reason. Use the word because to force yourself to link cause and effect. If it says compare, you must address both similarities and differences. If it says evaluate, you need to consider evidence on both sides and reach a conclusion. This is especially relevant for stem cell ethics questions. Be prepared for a question asking you to evaluate the use of embryonic stem cells in medicine. Arguments for they could treat currently incurable diseases, they are taken from embryos that would otherwise be destroyed, the potential to save lives is enormous. Arguments against, the embryo is a potential human life and its destruction raises moral concerns. There are religious objections. Adult stem cells may offer alternatives. Always finish and evaluate answer with a balanced conclusion. Time for a quick fire quiz. I'll ask the question, pause, then give the answer. Cover your notes and try to answer before I do. Question one, what are the two purposes of mitosis? Growth and repair or replacement of worn out cells? Question two, how many daughter cells does meiosis produce and are they genetically identical or different? Four cells, genetically different. Question three, what is the chromosome number of a human gamete? 23 chromosomes, haploid. Question four, what is the name for the regions in plants where stem cell-like division occurs? Meristems. Question five, give the precise definition of cancer. Cancer is the uncontrolled growth and division of cells. Question six, what does pluripotent mean? Able to differentiate into any cell type. Brilliant work getting through this episode. Let's do a lightning summary. Mitosis produces two genetically identical diploid daughter cells used for growth, repair, and replacement. Meiosis produces four genetically different haploid daughter cells used for gamete production. Cell differentiation is when cells become specialized for specific functions. Stem cells are undifferentiated, cells that can differentiate. Embryonic stem cells are pluripotent. Adult stem cells are more limited, and plants have meristems. Cancer is uncontrolled. cell division caused by changes in cells. If you can write those 5 points clearly and precisely in an exam, you're going to pick up a lot of marks. Make sure you can also discuss the ethical implications of stem cell research. That's a favorite for the longer, higher tariff questions. Thank you so much for listening. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember, every mark you earn is a mark you prepared for. Good luck.